Another of Mother Chood, one other of Grand Chood,
yes.
One other Papadam, mm-hmm. One Gandu Salad, one Ullu Chana, one sister with mango chutney all over her.
Right. I didn't order a Gandu salad. I wanted Gandu sauce.
Oh, it comes with it.
Well, you know what? You know what, you little fucking bored-ass faggot? Get the fuck off my farm. Right here, I'll help you.
My name is David Snoswell.
Dave, come on, come on. Just take these names.
You mean by pulling on Hemi's penis and straightening it out?
See what I mean?
Right there. Not an appropriate comment at all.
I am not your fucking customer.
Because the women, you know, they're always trying
every
to
every which way, up one side and down the other.
No, ma'am.
You know nothing about me, but you have managed to offend me probably a dozen times. And my boss is not in. If he was in,
sure.
I would tell you so. I'm not a liar.
My name's David Snoswell. How are you? I'm calling from the Royal Service.
You dirty bastard!
You filthy sauce, who the hell are you?
I'm David Snoswell. And yes, hello everybody, this is David Snoswell, a.k.a. Baz, also known as the filthy sod and the dirty bastard. And what we're going to do here is we're going to do a short surprise show, Baz's International Cultural Exchange. It's the show where we call the less fortunate areas of the world, which usually end up being in Singapore or UK or, you know, places where there's pillocks and devil people. And we spread good cheer and goodwill and brighten the days of the less fortunate. And I've got Turbo with me. Let's call him and bring him in. And am I coming in okay, people, in the chat room? I think I am. I was monitoring myself, and it seemed adequate. And good morning, Turbo.
Good morning, Baz. Just working on that thing you had me doing. Almost done. Yes.
Okay, let's see here. Something is going on.
Can you hear me? My levels are coming through fine.
Okay. Yep. Looks like I'm going through okay on Skype. I'm not sure if Turbo can hear me. He is here.
Apparently I'm very loud. Let me see what I can do about that. And you're very low. Let's see if that helps.
I can't hear you.
Not now.
Okay.
Is your audio out where it needs to be on Skype?
I cannot hear Turbo on Skype. Oh, you know why I can't hear him? This is so fucking stupid. I'm sure that he's sounding sexy and awesome, but I forgot to set an audio repeater. Hello, Turbo.
Hello. How about now?
I'm being an idiot.
Oh, okay.
I have been clinically diagnosed as being a moron, and one doctor diagnosed me at the level of cretin. I'm not sure. Is that the right way to pronounce that word?
I would say cretin, but
cretin. Yeah, I heard.
I'm
a
not
British
the one who's been
called,
diagnosed as. Well, that could
I heard
be
a British person call it cretin.
Yeah, it could be divergent between, you know, the UK and the US, I suppose.
All right, well, good. So this isn't going to be a dumpster fire of a show because it seems like all of the prank machine settings are working and calibrated, so we can commence to some prankage.
I'm ready to drop in those UK numbers.
Okay. Well, I wanted to try. Here's a number we tried calling last week and couldn't get through. They were always busy. It's the Sex Machines Museum in Prague.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. It always came up as busy, so let's see if this is a good number. I have some inquiries.
Now that you've conf them in, I'll go ahead and drop these numbers in.
Okay. I think
they
that's
will
a bad
stay.
Number. I'm just going to do a quick Google search on six. Maybe I'm not formatting correctly for Prague.
Yeah, I wouldn't know off the top of my head, so.
So I'm pretty sure Prague's got to be covered on the Skype international.
Well, yeah, it came up as just an error, not like you don't have enough credit, so.
No, it just said no answer immediately, and then
Yeah, something like that.
Well, there's a museum store. Let me try that number. Oh, no. It says that section is still under construction. Oh, it's too bad. I thought that would have been an amazing one to call. Okay, now wait a minute. Do you know what the country code is for
the Czech Republic?
Czech Republic.
I would have to look it up.
Yeah, let me
I'm getting 420.
420, okay. Just cross-reference that with what I had. 420, perfect.
Blaze it.
Blaze it, faggots. 420, 227. Okay. Oh, because there's... this probably won't work. Wow, this is weird. Now it's not even allowing me to click that. Okay, one more time, and then we'll... I don't even hear any. Nope. Okay, fuck them. It would have been awesome to have been able to get through to the Sex Machine Museum store. So, well, why don't we start with some UK residents? Let's see how these people are doing today. See if they had a good day at work.
Should be dinner time there, yeah.
Yeah. A back. Okay, we're calling the backs.
That apparently.
Is the theme today.
Thank you, back.
Yes, hello, Mrs. Beck. Mrs. Back.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you today? This is David calling.
I'm sorry, I don't know you, so I don't think
yes, you do. You do know me. My name is David Snoswell. We've been chatting regularly online.
No, you haven't chatted with me online.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And she's also chatting
very
with
suspicious.
Turbo, too. She's not having any of it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
One more time. I think that was a... She accidentally hung up, obviously.
Oh, of course.
Again, okay.
She's pretty quick on the draw with the handset there compared to some of her countrymen and women.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. I salute her. I mean, that's what I would do. That's what I do when I get pranked.
Was the eclipse visible in the UK? I need to find this out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, here you get... Take the next one that answers.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Back.
Yes, who are you?
I'm David Snoswell. How are you? I've got my
Why
associate.
Why are you ringing me?
Well, my associate, Mr. Robert Turbois, has a very urgent inquiry for you. Robert?
Hi, this is Robert Turbois with the Royal Service. Are you aware that there was a lunar eclipse just recently? This is what occurs. This is what occurs when the moon is eaten by a dragon, and it is a sign of the end times.
Oh, load of tripe!
So we're going to need you to get together any of your loved ones and retreat to the countryside immediately for your own safety.
Take shelter. The king will protect you. Hello, you pillock.
I found a new moon last night.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they're talking about it.
Harry Christopher Church. Sarah Louise Hicks. What's this all about?
Hello,
Victoria.
Oh, reading out the 69 names from...
And as the names of the victims were
read
out...
Did you say 69?
Were lit in a
I heard 69.
...commemorate the sons and daughters, brothers and sisters. All the
Hello! Damn it!
Now, you may be doomed, but you may be safe, so please continue to practice responsible safe sex.
Yes. Because in the event that you are not doomed, it would be a shame to contract an incurable sexual transmitted disease.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, was that you beeping, sir? We're not done with our tripe.
Do you need some instruction on how to properly use your telephone machine? We can help you with that also.
Improvements to safety have been made, but for the families who lost loved ones, that has never been enough.
Well, this is getting ridiculous.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we should leave them on the line, and we'll call the next one.
Every year she comes here to remember, and like all the victims' families, she...
What are they talking about?
Apparently, the eclipse was visible at moonset throughout the UK.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Back. Hello?
What did you want?
Yes, this is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Lunar Eclipse Service. And we had some general inquiries. We're just calling to check in to make sure that all is well after the lunar eclipse event last night. Are you well, ma'am?
It seems that
there
about.
Was some panic reported in various parts of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, this is Robert Turbois. We had reports of blood raining from the sky in Manchester. You didn't witness such an occurrence at your household, did you?
I had this service today. And you know, they, if they go too high, can get in the jet.
This gentleman certainly making a ruckus.
Ma'am, are you still there? We have another gentleman that was panicked. We're trying to calm him down, so we basically he should have been put on hold, but I think he's still coming through. We told him to start drinking some alcoholic beverages to calm his nerves. Hello,
yes,
ma'am.
He said he was going to have a snifter of brandy.
Yes. Ma'am, if you're feeling panicked, I would recommend either a snifter of brandy or perhaps a marijuana cigarette. If you have one, smoke them if you got them. 420. Blaze it, bitch.
Yes, we have temporarily legalized cannabis use due to the events.
Okay, this is getting boring. I'm going to hang up on you, ma'am. You know, and I'm fixing to hang up on this pillock if he doesn't say something amusing.
Just making a ruckus, but not in an amusing manner.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to hang up on him. We'll get back to him because he accused us of a load of tripe. And he says that we people drive him crazy. So do you remember? He said that, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to remove him. Let's just remember that that was the second. That was D back.
Number two, okay.
Oh, hold on. I've got to... Damn it. Just ignore that ringing. I forgot to turn my ringer off. It's probably just the feds calling.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to wait till it picks up before I dial this next number. Okay, there. And then I'm going to turn the ringer off here in a minute. Okay, we'll go to G back. I like this theme. Good idea. Checking in after the eclipse event.
I had that idea while I was watching it last night.
Hello?
Yes, is this the back residence in Lay-on-Sea?
Yes, it is.
Yes, hello. My name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Lunar Eclipse Ministry. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
Okay, it's evening.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. We're calling. Basically, we've been outsourced to the call center in San Diego, California. And we're just calling residents along the coastline of the UK to make sure that you are all okay following the lunar eclipse event last night, ma'am. Is all well?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
I mean, oh, don't hang up, ma'am. I have some inquiries. She was a little bit amused by that. Okay, there, turn my ringer off. Oops, I think she...
Yes, the eclipse occurred like right before sunrise there. I think it was only partial. And it is evening currently, so...
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We're required to take an eclipse customer satisfaction survey. Ma'am, are you satisfied by the quality of the eclipse?
What?
Okay. Well, we need the input so we can improve on our next eclipse event. Okay, here's Jeffrey back. We've had a 100% success rate on pickup so far.
Yeah.
4 for 4.
You're right.
This is a good time to call the UK, I've found.
Oh, Joffrey. Woohoo.
King Joffrey. See, has he killed any children recently?
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Nope.
Please leave your message
Apparently,
after the tone.
He's busy torturing prisoners or something.
I can start the next one, whoever picks up.
Sure. I back. I got your back. Ask him if his middle name is Got Your.
What?
I got your back.
Oh. Well, you kind of jinxed the pick.
Hello?
Hello, is this the back residence?
Hello?
Yes, this is Robert Turbois calling from the Royal Service Call Center in Chicago, Illinois. We have reports that a lunar eclipse was caused this morning, your local time, due to you playing certain heavy metal records. Do you own any Slayer CDs or Metallica?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Or perhaps...
Well, we have reports from your neighbors...
I think she's playing Bark at the Moon. Okay, we'll call her back. We'll tell her to refrain from playing such music.
The neighbors reported such music playing from her household right before the moon started turning red.
Hello?
Ma'am, there was a report of you playing Ozzy Osbourne Bark at the Moon shortly before the eclipse event. You know, there might be a fine of 50 quid if it is deemed that you caused the lunar eclipse. It's on you, ma'am. You caused the moon to turn blood red and created a panic.
Yes, your devil music anchors the Lord Jesus.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Okay. Hold on, I'll let you take this person. I gotta take this phone call really quick.
Sure.
Welcome to BT.
Okay. While Baz is gone, I will attempt to find some more music numbers to call. Okay. Oh, okay. That was quick. Yeah, they didn't pick up.
All right. I've got to actually, we'll keep connecting them. Can you talk to the next person?
Sure.
I've got to look something up for Mrs. Baz on our email and report back.
Hello?
Hello, is this the back residence?
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Robert Turbois. We've been talking on 4chan. This is the back residence, right, on King's Lynn?
No.
Yes, it is. 0540, correct? We had discussed me coming over and exposing my genitalia to you, and you were going to gaze upon them and comment on their remarkable size. Since I'm an American man, I have very large genitalia.
Good for you.
Are you prepared for such a spectacle, or?
Oh, she's still there. Well, let's call her back, I think. That was obviously she erroneously hung up.
Yes.
I mean, who wouldn't want to gaze upon?
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is on the phone.
Oh, she's on the phone. She's probably calling the constable. Which one was that?
Or some of her friends. That was 0540, so number 8 is next.
Okay. Do you want to try calling her back one more time?
Sure. Maybe you just dialed back too quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the next one, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But that works too.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is Robert Turbois calling from the Ministry of Animal Protection. We have reports that there have been dogfighting activities going on at your... Damn it. I haven't tried that one again enough.
Yeah. That was pretty fun. Okay, I'm calling her back.
Yes, so these dogs, when they... Damn it.
Oh, fuck.
We've got some quick hang-uppers here.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I'm trying to multitask here. Okay, so that was...
Number 8. Or wait.
Yeah, that was number
was
8.
So
was
Jack, 9.
Jack
next.
Back.
Possibly.
Okay, here's the other one that the one that was busy. They're probably done calling the constable.
About my genitalia.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, so what is the room temperature you keep your residence at? If I'm going to be exposing my genitals, I would prefer a good 25 degrees Celsius.
You're speaking to a police officer.
Oh, well, hello, constable. So you would like to view my erect penis?
Tricycle?
Explain.
Okay, I'm going to remove that one.
I suspect he was lying, but...
Yeah. I don't
better safe than sorry.
I don't want to take any chances.
Especially since it's your account.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to have to mute for just a minute or two, and I got to make a quick phone call.
Okay.
So just take a second here.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to dial me through to someone. That's okay. I'll ham it up. Let's see. What's going on in the Ukraine? In case you guys haven't heard yet, the Ukraine is probably about to descend into full-on civil war. Yep. They are officially launching a full counteroffensive. Troops are surrounding Slovyansk. I think. And unfortunately, apparently they are toppling cell towers and damaging infrastructure, so we can't make any prank calls to, you know, the war-torn parts of the Ukraine. That would be interesting. Oh, that Ebola outbreak going on in West Africa. Well, Guinea specifically. They've got that under control. That's good. I don't like Ebola.
No, Ebola is very bad.
Yes.
It's bad for you. And
definitely.
Not good at all. Okay, let's move on. I'm a little concerned. I don't think he was a police officer. He would have just had to have...
Well, he started saying something about a tricycle. Like, what?
Was that the same voice, too?
Yes, it was the same guy.
Oh, okay.
I think it was just the husband or something, but...
Yeah, unless he just happened to be a police officer, but... I mean, it's doubtful that he would have his tracing equipment set
either
up.
Either way, if we don't call back, I think it's good.
Yeah, plus they're across the pond anyway.
Yeah.
I've never been... I've had quite a few people threaten to call the police or actually call
yes, the police. And, you have. You have.
Yeah, but anyway, okay,
you're
moving
still
down.
A free man, so.
Moving down the list. I was going to just say that somebody hacked my account and was making prank phone calls. All right, I think here we are. Jane Black is the next one. Or no, is it J.A.J. back?
I think it's number 10 there, J.A.J.
Okay.
Quite the set of initials there.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Back.
Yeah?
Hi, this is David Snoswell. How are you doing this morning? I'm calling from the Royal Lunar Eclipse Ministry Service Machine.
Don't know what that is.
Yes, we're doing our customer survey call, customer satisfaction survey call. How satisfied were you with the lunar eclipse last night on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. With the quality of the lunar eclipse last night?
We're
gathering feedback. We're gathering feedback to try and improve upon the lunar eclipses so that more people are satisfied and entertained and amused and wonderstruck. There's 3 more eclipses that we have scheduled for the next year and a half, and we want to make sure that each one is better than the one before.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, the blood moon last night, we basically created a red moon last night. Would there be another color that you think would be more dramatic? Maybe we could do a green moon or a yellow moon?
I never noticed it. Never noticed it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess that would be... we'll put you down as a 2 there. If you didn't even notice it, that means that we were not doing a good job.
I'm not that interested, actually.
Ma'am, the next lunar eclipse is scheduled for August 25th. And in the United Kingdom, it should be visible at 3 a.m. And would you like any other dramatic effects? Like, would you like... blood to rain down from the sky, or possibly packs of vicious wolves.
Can you forget it? Because I'm not interested.
Would you like a phone call right before the eclipse so we can wake you up so you can observe it?
I don't want nothing.
Well, ma'am, you're
down on
the system.
This is one of the most wondrous events in the night sky.
No, I'm sorry.
Where's your sense of wonder?
Our technicians are working hard on this.
Okay, Mr. Jesus in a dump truck is suggesting that the man said trace the call, not tricycle, and that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, well. Okay. Let's call Jane back. Let's call Jane back.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Jane Back?
I'm sorry, I haven't got time to speak right now.
Oh,
sorry.
No, this is urgent, ma'am. It's urgent. We're with the service.
What service?
The Royal Service, ma'am. You do not hang up on the Royal Service.
Well, I think I might.
You only need time to listen. We don't need to listen to you speak. You just need to listen to us speak.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you have time for that?
I'm just about to go out, so you might have to try again later. Thank you.
No, ma'am, you will not go out. Okay.
Busy lady.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is...
She was being quite serious.
Yes, she was.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Okay, damn it. I'm back. Once we get through these, we can maybe do the traditional bonchoed call or two.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Back.
Yeah?
Hi, this
Who is
it? David's... My name's David Snoswell. I'm an American tourist, and I will be arriving in Royston in about 2 hours, as per our agreement. I will be arriving shortly, and I'm hoping that you'll have supper ready for me, as per your invitation.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Back.
Speaking.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say I'm very excited to be staying with you. And I will be arriving in about 1 hour's time. And I'm hoping that you might have some supper ready for me when I arrive. I'm quite hungry.
Are you really?
Yes.
You know my address?
Yes, you're on Elliott Road in Royston.
Turn up, mate.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing you. What time are you here?
I'll be there in about 1 hour, as per your invitation.
Okay, mate. Ta-la, then. See you there. We're all out,
don't
by
hang
the
up.
Way.
I have some questions first, sir. Well, that's no fun. I'm supposed to get mad.
He called you out.
Well, I'm gonna call him out.
Could bring up his house on Street View and describe it to him.
Yes, sir. This was a wind-up call.
Bye.
Hey, you're supposed to get angry, you pillock. You're going to be fined now. Okay, whatever.
Hmm.
At least he said bye a little bit angrily.
Yes.
Okay, let's just move on down the list here. Want to take this next one?
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Back residence.
Yes,
this is Robert Turbois calling from the Royal Service of Eclipses and Other Astronomical Events. We have a notice here that you failed to pay your eclipse bill for the event earlier today. The lunar eclipse earlier today, you've been levied a 50 quid fee.
Really? Hilarious.
If you're unwilling to pay the fee, you will need to prove that you did not view the eclipse.
Ma'am, can you tell the children in the background to shut the fuck up? Okay, you're going to get a giggling fine now of 25 quid.
You really shouldn't be smoking cannabis in front of the children.
That's what I do.
Ma'am, I don't see what's so amusing. This is serious business. You're talking to men. This is not how we speak with men.
Men of the sky.
Pardon?
We are men of the sky.
Yes.
No time for giggling.
Okay.
Yes, we have important calls to make, and
You know, we're going to call some banchos. Hey, would you like to stay on the line and make a call with us?
No.
Here, why don't you talk to one of your compatriots?
Okay.
You can giggle at him. Hold on. Yeah, we will call another back. This one's in King's Lynn.
Hello.
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 Ma'am, I've got a giggling British woman on the other line. Can you please talk to her?
Sorry? Okay, hang on. Gotta go. Sorry, I can't make out what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. My phone rang, and then there were two idiotic British women on the other end.
I don't think I'm an idiotic British woman, thank you very much.
I think you are.
My phone rang, and I picked it up,
you
and
called
you've
me.
Just spoken to me. No, I
don't,
didn't.
Ma'am, I don't appreciate this. I was trying to get some sleep, and I don't have time to be calling, being called
Hello?
By these. Hello, I don't know why that crazy bitch called me.
You're talking about my wife, so I'll just restrain your language a bit, sir.
I'm sorry. I was sound asleep, and the phone rang, and she started yelling at me.
Sorry, I don't know what's happened, but our phone just rang, and my wife just picked the phone up.
No. I think she's prank calling me.
No, she hasn't, sir. I'm sitting here with my wife. We're watching television, and the phone just rang, I can assure you.
Well, sir, this is out of line. I'm an American.
Where are you calling from?
I command some respect.
Where are you calling from?
Basically, we're still angry at the treachery of 1812. Then you pull this shite.
I think you ought to go and have a word with someone, sir. Go and see a doctor or something. Bye-bye.
Oh, I do. I have an appointment for later today. Oh, trying to prank me.
I found a funny-sounding Indian restaurant for you, Baz.
Oh, perfect.
Hello?
Sir, I don't appreciate this. You keep calling me. all right. Well, do you want to continue on with these? Or?
Sure.
Let's see. I'm just... we've got Bobby's Gym.
Oh, I don't know. I was just pulling up some random stuff in South Africa there. But yes, then I found that somehow when I zoomed out to like the entire world map.
Yeah, well, just remember which one were we on? We just called, was that number?
Ooh.
Hold on.
Ending in 077.
077, so that would be, number 15, so 16 would be the next one. Yeah, let's call that Tantric Indian restaurant. We called Mr. Elephant on my last show. That was pretty good.
Mr. Elephant.
Yeah, Mr. Elephant was a pretty unpleasant chap.
Oh, dear.
He got pretty angry with us. Oh, this is in Boston. Okay, they might not be open.
We're kind of on the cusp for...
It's probably the end of their lunch buffet.
Yeah.
Yes, is this the Indian food?
Yes, sir.
Yes, is it the stupid food?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I'd like to make an order for some food, please.
Sure, just give me a moment.
Okay, hurry the fuck
up.
Just
hold on a moment.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up.
Can I have your phone number, sir?
Yes, it's 617.
Uh huh.
359.
Uh huh.
8365.
Okay, and your name?
First name is David.
David, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you like to have?
Yeah, I want two foods.
Seafood, we have so many. What do you like to have?
No, I said two foods. I want foods.
Yeah,
two orders of foods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One order of chicken tikka masala.
One order of chicken tikka masala. How spicy you want it?
Indian spicy. Very, very hot.
Very hot. Okay.
Yes. And then
what else?
I'd like four spaces of poppadoms.
One order has like four pieces, so you want one order?
Four spaces. Okay. Four spaces of papadoms.
Okay, what else?
You know, spaces. So one space equals 2.5 papadoms. So four spaces would be 5 papadoms. You need to learn your units of measure, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Okay, whatever. I'd also like some tandoori squirrel. Do you have tandoori squirrel?
No, we do have tandoori chicken.
Oh, okay. You don't have any other types of fowl?
No.
Yes, and I would also like one order of banchode.
What's that?
One order of banchode.
What is that?
Well, it's where you order a sister, and then you spread chutney all over her private parts. And then you take a shit in the tandoori oven. It's a Cleveland Steamer tandoori special.
I don't know what kind of food you are ordering. It's an Indian restaurant. I think you read the wrong number.
Yeah, it's that dirty devil food.
I don't know what is that. I'm sorry, I cannot help you.
Can you put a man on the phone, please? Man, put a man on the phone. This always happens.
I don't know.
The women, they try to take the orders and they keep messing it up and they don't listen. Put a man on the phone, please, immediately.
Okay,
hurry. I don't know if she's going to come back.
These other two Indian restaurants are in Durban, South Africa, where it is dinner time, and that city is like 90% Indian, so...
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read
they should be staffed by Indians.
Cool. I want to call that Bobby's Gym. And remember that Jerky Boys call where he was calling about the balloons, Frank Rizzo, and the guy's name was Bobby, and he called him Bobby Nobby.
Which one with the balloons?
Oh, there's one where he was calling about balloons. He wanted to get...
filled up with like propane or
no, the one where he wanted to order a whole bunch of balloons and float his kid around the house.
Oh yeah,
birthday
yeah, yeah.
Party. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he called the guy, goes, "What's your name?" The guy goes, "Oh, this is Bobby." And he goes, "Oh, Bobby Nobby. How do you say they're numb nuts or something like that?"
Free. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Oh boy, I clicked on it and then damn Skype chat.
Jumped around.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
That is the very English city in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Port Elizabeth. As you might be able to guess from the name. They don't even have a real webpage.
Yeah, I've got a blog spot.
The oldest guy in Port Elizabeth.
Doesn't sound like they have a real phone either.
It's one of these daytime guys, I guess. Your body is communicating with you constantly, but are you listening to it?
No.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good at making it to the toilet.
Yeah. I mean, my body's telling me that I need to take a shit right now, but I'm not going to stop the show to do so. Okay, so we've got the Amaravathi Palki Indian restaurant.
I have no idea. Yeah, I think you got it.
Damn it. Okay, so...
And the interesting thing is it appears to be right down the street from this next one.
Oh, okay. I wonder if they're rivals.
Yeah, maybe. It's like those two cheesesteak places in Philly.
Palki, good evening.
Yes, Balky Restaurant?
Yes?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order for takeaway.
Yes, sir. Tell me, sir, what you want?
Yes, I want some dirty foods.
Hello?
Yeah, I want the stupid food.
Tell me, sir, what you want?
Yeah, I'd like one order of chicken tikka motherfucker.
One chicken tikka starter?
Yeah, one chicken tikka father, that's right.
Okay.
And then I want one tandoori mother.
Tandoori?
Yeah, one tandoori mother.
Tandoori naan?
Yeah, tandoori mom, that's right.
Yeah, how many naans do you want?
I want four moms. How many moms do you have?
One naan is come two pieces. How many naans do you want?
Okay, so I'll take two moms. So
one two butter naan.
One chicken tikka father and two tandoori what? Moms.
Okay.
Then I want two sister pakoras.
Two?
Two sister pakoras.
Two sister again, sir, please.
Two sister pakoras.
Pakoras.
Yeah, I've got the father, the mother, now I need the sisters. I want two of
you,
them.
You want one chicken tikka starter?
Yeah, one chicken tikka father, and that's right.
One chicken tikka masala and two buttered naan.
Yeah, and two buttered moms.
Yeah.
So you're going to spread the butter all over the moms then on their breasts?
Yeah, two buttered naan, yeah.
Yeah, and then for the sisters, can you remove their panties, their knickers, and put mango chutney up in there?
Okay. Your name, sir?
David. My name is David. What's your name?
Ravi.
Yeah, Ravi.
Yes. Your telephone number, please.
Do you have a hairy ass?
You got a telephone number?
Yeah, I do. Let's see. It's 315-693-248.
Can I say that again, sir?
Yeah, it's 326-195-623.
Okay, thank you.
And I wonder what he's going to do with that information. Let's call him back. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
Good evening.
Hi there. I'd like to make an order for collection, please.
Yes, sir. Tell me what you want.
Let's see. One pollock paneer.
One pollock paneer.
Okay. And can you give the side of asshole with that?
Sorry?
Yes, thank you. One vegetable korma. Fuck.
He stayed in line for the asshole, but then when he said vegetable korma, he got offended and he hung up.
What? Vegetable korma?
Let's call the one down the street and tell them that the Palthy restaurant, they were very rude to us.
Yeah.
And ask them if they'll be nice. So we don't understand why they're so rude and mean to us.
Yes. Apparently, vegetable korma is offensive to them. Not so much to buttered mom.
Hi, my name's David Snoswell. I'd like to make an order for to collect.
Where are you?
Let's see, I'm at the... I'm actually outside of the Palthy restaurant down the street, and they were very mean to me. They chased me out with a stick. You know that one restaurant up the street, the Amaravathi Palki Indian restaurant?
Yes, we further down the road. You want to start Musgrave Road.
No, they were mean. My husband and I were trying to eat there, and the mean man chased us out with a stick.
Why?
I don't know why. We were just
I asked for vegetable korma, and he got enraged.
Sir, is there any reason why...
We further down the road. We are 155
I know. We want to know if you... Will you be nicer to us?
Sorry?
We're kind of scared right now. We're afraid.
No, it's fine. You come down the road and I'll let you in. Just come up and I'll let you in. You can come
can
and
you,
eat it.
Can we hide in your kitchen? Because the chef from the Palki restaurant's chasing us with a stick and a meat cleaver.
Yes, and he's yelling, I will make chode with you? I don't know what that means.
No, just come down the road and come up the stairs.
Can we come in the back door? We'll knock on the back door.
No, that's fine.
Okay, and will you give us shelter and asylum?
Okay. Well, goddamn. Not very sympathetic to our plight.
No. Yeah, how come you hung up? What happened?
Sorry?
What happened? You hung up.
Where are you now? Are you in Musgrave Road?
Yeah, we're I don't know, we're hiding. I'm hiding in a wheelie bin right now. I don't know where Robert's in the wheelie bin next to me.
Sorry?
Yeah, I'm hiding in a wheelie bin. Can I make the order to so it'll be ready when I get there?
No, you can come in and we can order here. You can do pick it up.
Yeah, do you have sisters?
Sorry?
Do you have sister?
We have.
Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Yes, I want your sister to come in front of me, and I'm going to apply mango chutney to her breasts and her vagina.
And you will watch, because you are son of Al.
You're a banchod. Banchod. And I'm going to throw my shoe at you.
You know what? If you don't have anything better to do, please don't have to laugh.
No, we have lots of things to do, and we're going to come in. Oh, fuck. They're not getting enraged like the British Indians do. The Urban Turban. Okay, let's call the
yes,
Urban Turban.
Yes, halal Indian cuisine. Interesting.
Oh, well, there are a lot of, depending on what country, city you're in. And
yeah, I mean, in the Northwest, especially, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching that Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern, and he was in Mumbai, and he went to the district right near the main mosque. He said that the restaurants there were amazing.
He ordered
a curry that had sheep brains and testicles.
Whoa!
Yeah. So the brains were very creamy.
Brains are supposed to be good.
You have reached Urban Turban. Our trading hours are Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. On Fridays, we are closed.
I'm thinking this may be a grocery, not a restaurant.
On Saturdays, our trading hours are from 9 a.m.
Trading hours.
To 2 p.m. We are closed on Sundays.
What the hell
Thank
is
you.
This?
Bye.
Oh, so yeah, we could try to barter some things.
Here's a fast food restaurant under bridge.
Under.
Like, seriously. Or over a bridge? I don't know.
Over a bridge? Huh.
Oh, well, this is like those, yeah, I've seen McDonald's like this, like over the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of those.
The bridge of St. Charles Canal here.
Yeah, hi. Oh, go ahead, Robert.
Yes,
my
this is this is the restaurant over the bridge.
Sorry, sir?
This is the restaurant over the bridge.
Yes, sir.
Yes, can I order, what do you have there, hamburgers?
Sorry?
Well, what sort of cuisine do you have?
We have burgers, tamazin.
Yes.
Burgers?
Yes, I would like to take the burgers. And throw them into oncoming traffic. Do the windows open? Do you have a rooftop seating?
No, we don't have pop.
Oh. Only actually, bottoms?
We're going to be driving down the...
Let me give you the waiter. You want the takeaway?
We're versatile. You know, we can top or bottom.
Yeah. But my question is if we're driving down the highway, we'll honk our horn before we approach the restaurant, and can you throw the burgers down to us?
Yes, yeah, so we're driving a Mazda Miata with the top down, so, you know, if we aim well, it will just fall into the seat.
What I'm saying is, do you like some...
We're in the pink Mazda Miata with the top down, playing Kesha. You know, boots and boys.
Ooh. Mm. Sir, what did you say? What? Can you repeat what you were going to say?
Do you like to have takeaways?
Well, we like, we like takeaway. Yeah. I like it very much.
What is that that you want to order, sir?
A food. One food.
What kind of food?
The foo.
Yes. Cooked food. You know, you cook the food over heat. Dry heat or wet heat.
We do have chicken burgers.
Chicken burgers?
Yes, and then we have chamazines, we have reds, and then we have...
Are they made from the chicken's tits?
Yeah, what?
Just hold on for a second, sir.
Yeah, we want four chicken tits.
Just hold on for a second.
And you said you had what? You had rats?
Hold on for a second.
What the hell? I think he said they had rats, too.
How exotic.
Hello?
Hello, yes. How are you today, my good Gondu?
I'm good, and how are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, Gondu.
Yes?
Yes, we're trying to order a food.
You want to order your food?
Yeah. One food.
Okay, just one moment.
You require food with calories?
Yes. You can carry on.
I can what?
Can you hello?
Yes. Speak English.
Yes, I can hear you. You can carry on. You can place your order.
Yes, we'll increase the order. Two foods. One cooked, one cured.
You said one cooked, yes?
Yeah, one cooked food and one cured food.
Oh, there's a bit of noise coming from the radio. I can't hear you properly. Can you
speak it's probably the traffic from the bridge. You need to go to a broom closet.
Or send a man out to halt the oncoming traffic. You know, he can just stick his arm out with his hand outstretched and his palm facing out, and the cars will stop, and it will be quieter.
It's amazing. It works
hello?
Every time. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Yes, I said you can carry on, you can place your order.
No, we require the order to be taken immediately so that the food will be cooked and cured when we arrive.
Yes.
You better get started because curing takes usually a longer period of time than cooking, so I would suggest you start curing the food right now. You can either use a salt brine or a corned. You can corn the food. I would like some corned pork. Corned pork food.
Or do you have female employees? You see, the human vagina is rather acidic. You could cure the food in there.
Yes, or you can even smoke the food. 420 blazing bitch. Yes, you know, have you ever heard of tea smoked duck? I want ganja smoked duck. So you will burn the marijuana leaves and use it to smoke the food. Hello?
Yes, two foods, please.
Two foods.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. I said you can carry on, you can place the food order.
Yes, we are. We're trying to.
Yes, you can. Do you know our menu or?
No, we don't. That's irrelevant. We require one marijuana smoked cured food and one.
We don't have that on our menu. You can just arrive, then we can prepare your food. You can see what we have. Then you can order. We can actually make your food while you are here. Because I think what you are saying, we don't have it on our menu.
Yeah, can we make the food together?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Hold on one sec. I'm gonna.
What
put,
time are you arriving?
Oh, hello. Is that a real life picture of you?
No, hold on. I gotta hang up. I'll add you in. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Shit. I don't know how Ice Goose called me. I was trying to add him, and I clicked the accept, and then it terminated the call.
Is he on his...
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I'll drag him in now. Ice Goose fucked it up.
Yeah, it should just be dragging it into the window. Yeah, there you go.
Well, he called me, and so I clicked the button, and it fucked everything up. Hey,
shit.
Ice Goose.
Yo, is that a real-life picture of Baz?
No.
Okay. Disappointed.
Anyway, we were fucking with some dudes in Durban, South Africa, and when he called, it fucked everything up.
Oh, right. It's his fault, not yours.
Yeah. No.
Hey, I have an idea. So, did you hear about the girl that called in or tweeted a bomb threat to American Airlines?
No.
Yeah, it was in the Netherlands. She tweeted a bomb threat. At American Airlines, and then she was 14. She freaked the fuck out, turned herself in, got arrested. Well, now there's a bunch of teenagers tweeting American Airlines, calling them bomb threats. So what I think we should do is call American Airlines headquarters and then call in a real bomb threat on a real flight.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. We're already having our number traced right now by British police. So
Good.
Maybe this will deflect the attention from them.
Yeah,
was it American Airlines where the girl tweeted a picture of like a model airplane in her snatch?
That was US Airways. I just read about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was pretty funny too.
They tweeted it at somebody.
On a similar note, Alden Smith of the San Francisco 49ers was arrested the other day in an airport for yelling bomb or something. I don't know why you would do that, but he got arrested by TSA. So the 49ers are having all kinds of legal problems with their players right now.
And they called us in class.
Yeah. Hey, Turbo, can you drop that number back in for the bridge?
All right. I'll BRB. I'm going to make a phone call.
Sure. Okay.
Probably not going to stay on that much longer, though, Goose, so come back soon if you can.
Yeah, here's the bridge.
Let's call him back.
Here, hold on. We can bring up their menu first, maybe. Take a look.
Yeah.
Do something with that. There should be a website URL in there. There isn't.
I've got to go in about 30 minutes so I can start peering out the window. You know, because I think the Bobbies will be coming with their sticks pretty soon.
And their whistles.
Their whistles. I thought I heard some whistles off in the distance.
And there'll just be a whole little Benny Hill sequence there, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be running around my house. They'll be
cheering. Oh, it's Maxis, not Maxis. Okay, well, yeah.
Doesn't Benny Hill usually bust into some buxom woman's chamber or something?
Yeah. Usually there's some women.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
In their knickers.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell an old British lady I want to take a peek in her knickers. Okay, I'm looking at the good old faithfuls. And it actually looks pretty amazing, this food.
Yeah, that's some good breakfast food there. Yeah. I have some more backs in the UK. I just figured I'd stop at 20, so I'll drop those in just in case you want them.
The English breakfast sounds good. 2-3 bacon rashers, 2 eggs, your choice of a cheese griller. What's a Bora Wars. Sounds like some kind
of... some weird racist South like African food.
Sounds like a whore or a strumpet. And then two pork bangers. Yeah, I want to bang the porks.
Maybe they can put the bangers in your mouth.
Yeah. Okay, let's call them back. Do you want to start it off?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, we're calling South Africa again. This is the... Maxi's the bridge.
Actually, you started off. I'm almost done formatting here. I'm kind of one thread right now.
Bridge, good evening. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is David again. We seem to have been disconnected. It was Ice Goose's fault.
Yes, the communication was really bad.
Yeah, it was awful. But we know what we want now. I would like the... can I still order the English breakfast?
The English breakfast.
Yes. With the
for how many people?
Well, there's going to be three of us banging, so we want to do the pork bangers. Now, do we bang the porks there?
Just hold on for a second, please. Give me a second.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up, please. I don't have all fucking day.
I mean, shit. Yeah,
there is a parking downstairs.
You've wasted enough of my time already with your bullshit.
Perfect.
Yeah, with your shit. Damn it!
Maybe you could have the customer downstairs stand out underneath the bridge and obstruct traffic so you can comprehend better.
Yeah.
You're on top of the bridge.
But we want to bang some of the porks. We want to pork them.
Could you put the bangers in between the buns on a burger, maybe?
And how does that work? I mean, is there a hole that we insert ourselves into them? Is it like a glory hole?
I can't understand you, sir.
Yeah, we're calling about the glory hole. We want to order three orders of glory hole.
Just hold on for a second, sir. Because I don't understand what you're saying.
Hurry the fuck up. Damn it!
Shit, damn it!
Okay, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Fucking hell.
Fine, thank you.
Fucking shit, bitch, fuck. I'm mad now.
Can I take your order?
Yeah, we want the glory holes, damn it, that come with the English breakfast.
We would like to eat your banger through the glory hole.
Sorry?
Do you know what a glory hole is, sir?
No.
Do you have a restroom
glory
there?
Hole here. Yeah,
it's
could
probably
going to
be in the restroom.
Get your bed or whatever, something to eat.
What did he say?
You could make a glory hole.
How dare you?
Not a bit aggressive.
You must provide a glory hole to my associate because he has been clinically diagnosed as a moron.
Yes. Okay, they've had enough.
Whatever.
They've had enough of us.
Took a bit of abuse there.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, that's an interesting address on this first back I put in there.
Tudor Ho. I wonder if that's like short for Tudor House or something.
Probably.
Hello. Your call can't be taken at the moment.
RM back. What time is it on Australia right now?
In Australia? I assume you mean like Sydney. Let's see. I got it. 4:08 a.m.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Is this Mrs. Back?
Yes.
Hi, this is David Snoswell calling. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I've got two of my associates on the phone. I've got Mr. John Holloman Mr. Robert Turbois, and I believe that these gentlemen have some issues with
Maybe you can call me Mr. Stomach if you would like.
Yes, would you please talk to Mr. Stomach?
Rubbish, junk, and muck.
Excuse
Goodbye.
Me, ma'am.
Hey, watch
Goodbye.
Your mouth,
hey,
you
bitch.
Trollop.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
That's fine. I like that. I'm going to save that clip. That's a nice little sound clip. I like the way she said rubbish, trash, or whatever.
Dirty Brit.
You should call her back.
Yeah.
Call her back and say Mr. Stomach apologizes. He didn't mean to upset you.
There's another constable on the phone.
Mr. Stomach doesn't like to upset people. I want to say it. I got it. Hello?
If you don't back driving school, please leave your name and number and I will get back to you as soon as I return. Thank you.
Oh.
I thought she was really there. Okay. Okay, here's S back. So, Turbo, how's the investigation into your number going? Do you know?
Yeah, nothing's coming of that. That was just a Skype exchange number that someone was coming up with shit for.
Yeah.
Could have been anyone. Well, definitely could have been me, but could have been anyone.
Well, I mean, I don't have any number associated with my Skype account, so...
Yeah, I don't either, so that means when we call, it's just the shink numbers that are coming up.
If the constable was activating his tracing machine, it would just come up with a Skype exchange number.
Yeah, and then he'd have to get, like, you know, subpoena or something from Microsoft. That's not happening, hopefully.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Back?
Yes.
Hi, my name is David Front. How are you doing this morning, my good ma'am?
What are you selling?
I'm selling nothing, ma'am. Nothing at all. We've got a situation here. My associates and I have been sleeping in your yard last night.
Have you? You'll be lucky.
Pardon? Can you say that again, ma'am?
Goodbye.
No, don't hang up, ma'am.
Yeah, you can't hang up. This is Mr. Lumbar.
Did you get what I did? Front calling back? Yeah, hold on one sec. Can you guys talk
you
for a
minute? Could tell her about wiping back I'll to front right back. And the dangers associated. Ha! Ha ha! He made a joke. Okay. For some reason, all these backs are in Essex. Only came up with two in Newcastle and one in London.
Okay, I'm
and
back.
I'm running out of funny. Ha ha! You did it again.
Okay, I back. I back now. There we go.
Oh, there's still another back on the phone line, supposedly.
Welcome to Sky Voicemail 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
Well, piss. Okay. S back. Busy. They're probably preemptively calling the constable. They've been tipped off. Okay, we'll get back to that one. We'll call the back in London.
There may be more.
Ooh, that was an invalid phone number.
Huh, I think I got the formatting right. Well, here I got another one right quick.
Let me call the S back. Or no, wait a minute. Where was that?
should be number 2 there.
I'm still busy. Okay, we'll move down. We'll call this one in St. Albans.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message.
Okay, here's TJ Butt.
Butts are easy to find, but they've been hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Butt.
No, thank you. Whatever you're selling, no, thank
you.
I'm
not selling anything, sir. This is an important message from the Royal Service. What the hell? They're so suspicious.
They all think you're selling shit now.
Excuse me, hello?
Sir, I'm not selling anything. I've got an important message for you.
Go on, then.
Yes, I'm calling from the Royal Eclipse Service, and we're just calling to make sure that all is well after the blood moon of last night. Sir, are you feeling panicked or anxious?
No.
We realize that these events can be quite distressing, especially on the more superstitious folk. I want to assure you that the world is not ending because of this. We did get some reports of blood raining down on certain villages and packs of wild dogs and weasels. Did you observe?
Can I ask why you're ringing me up?
Well, we're basically doing a welfare check to make sure that everything is okay with you following lunar eclipse.
Yes, if you're experiencing any trauma, we can send a therapy cat over to your house free of charge.
Let's call him back one more time.
Oh, back. That doesn't work anymore.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll talk to him instead.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Butt.
So this is the third time you've rung me. You're becoming a nuisance.
This is Mr. Femur. I'm here for your support. Oh.
We're becoming
anatomy jokes.
That was a good one.
So we're becoming a nuisance call. I thought you could call 3 times, but it was any more than 3 times. I don't know.
Something whatever. Like that.
Now I'm going to have 2 groups of Bobbies coming around my house.
Maybe they'll run head on into each other in a comical manner.
Yeah, that'd be funny with
the entire group will be incapacitated.
I think the SAS is going to blow through Baz's windows here soon. Take him down.
Yeah, that would not be good. Okay, actually, let me get on Google Maps here. I feel like calling Germany. We should call like some kind of a beer hall or something.
Tell them that their German beer is not as good as their American beer.
No, we'll do the premise that, I wonder if I could call Poland. Here's a beer hall in Poland. Never called Poland before.
I'd stick to Germany in person.
No, I just want to
call
different countries. Never called Poland before on my show.
I don't know if I've hit Poland.
Hello?
That was me.
Yes, do you speak English, please?
Yes, a little.
Yes, hello. My name is David Snoswell. I'm an American tourist. I'm traveling about Poland with my husband, Mr. Robert Turbois. And we will be coming to your beer hall. And yes. Mr. Turbois is going to make a speech.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let him tell you about it.
Yes, I would like to stand on a table and give a speech about the virtues of glory holes. Do you have a glory hole at your beer hall?
Okay, you want reservation for...
Well, yes, for one speech, please. Tomorrow evening at, I don't know. It's 8 p.m. Good for you, honey.
Wait a second. Hi, can I help
hi.
You?
Hi, sugar tits.
Can I help you? What you need?
Yes, my husband, Mr. Turbois, is trying to make a reservation, a booking, for one speech for tomorrow.
Okay, but just a second.
Okay, go ahead, Robert.
Yes, it is
a
powerful message.
But you
want to
make a reservation when exactly?
8 p.m. to give a speech on a powerful message about glory holes. Do you have a glory hole at your hall?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, we can bring one. It's, 8 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet.
Maybe my English is not so well, but I need to know.
Oh, so you don't know what a glory hole is?
Sorry, you want to make a reservation, yeah, for a table?
Yes, and I would like to stand on the table and give a very powerful speech about the virtues of glory holes.
Okay, but not for today.
Yeah, and he will be removing his trousers.
For tomorrow. Yes. I need to expose my groin for emphasis at certain parts in the speech.
Good writing.
Basically... He will hold a small board with a hole drilled in it, and that'll
can you,
be a
can you
to,
stop talking
to demonstrate.
For a minute?
Oh, are you telling me to shut up?
No, but you know what? Like I told you, my English is not so well, and
oh no, it's, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Yeah, but I need to know because I don't understand you. I don't hear you so well. I need to know. You want to make a reservation, Bharat? You want to make this reservation for today or for another day?
Oh, no, for tomorrow.
Oh, for tomorrow. Okay.
Yes.
Which hour?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Okay, for how many person?
Two men.
Okay.
And Robert,
do you
want to
watch the football game or something like that?
Oh, what kind
we
of
we would actually like to seal all of the exits and give a speech. A very powerful speech to a captive audience.
So you'll need to turn the football game off while we're there?
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't mean that you want to reserve the table for two people for tomorrow?
Yes, in the center of the hall.
At 8 p.m.
Yeah, in the center of the hall.
Okay, but you want to...
because, wait a minute. Let me tell you
I don't see any problem, but you want to... You want to speak to someone, to the people in the restaurant?
Yes. On proper usage of glory
holes. You're a politic or what?
And glory... No, it's a safety message. Safety.
Safety message. You are not a pastor. You are not a politic.
Traveling around your nation, we've noticed
that
not a joke. Most of the glory holes we found are improperly drilled out. They have splinters and ragged edges. What you must do is apply some sort of adhesive tape or a rubberized coating.
Okay, you know what? Just give me your surname.
To the penis.
Yeah, no. What he's going to do is he's going to stand on the table, and he's got a board, a small board, with a hole drilled in it.
Oh,
and he's
small.
Going to He's going to remove his trousers, and then he's going to
Hey, you know what? It is not important.
Insert his penis in the hole. And demonstrate the proper and safe usage of glory holes. And it's to make glorious benefit.
If the guests wish to use the board, they can also. And we can give them one-on-one instruction.
Yeah. He's going to make speech to give, to give the people of Poland an education on the safe usage. To make glorious benefit for people of Poland.
Yes.
But I am not sure that everyone will be understanding you.
Yeah, well, he will speak Polish.
Well, your country already suffered so much pain during World War II. We don't want a repeat of that again.
Okay, you know what? Just, I give you the table for tomorrow. Just give me your surname, okay?
And, yeah, it's Snoswell.
How?
Snoswell. Snoswell.
Roswell?
Snoswell.
Can you spell it?
Sure, I'll spell it the dirty way.
Or she can do my surname. It's much simpler to spell.
Okay, go
just
ahead.
Just put it under my surname.
Yeah.
It's A-N-U-S.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I will be expecting you
what's
tomorrow
your name?
At 8 p.m., and I hope so that it is not a joke, because...
No. What is your name? You're very pleasant, and you speak excellent English.
My name is Barbara, and I will be there tomorrow.
Oh, yes. You sound like a sexy thing.
From 4 till the end.
You sound like a sexy, sexy mama. Do you have a tight package?
For real, I think so that this is a big joke.
No.
Can we just finish this conversation?
You can meet us in the water closet, and we'll have some fun.
Okay, see you. Have a good night. And like I said, I expect you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I liked her. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I bet she'd be fun, you know, to party with.
I thought that little crack about World War II was going to end it, but...
All right. Let's try calling another place in Poland. I'm not even sure where that is. Is that in Warsaw, or...?
Wait, the first one you called?
No.
Wrocław.
Wrocław.
That appears to be a different city with a name starting in W.
Yeah, I'm just... going in here, so there's the Setka bar. Oh, here's the corner hostel. Maybe we can get a room. It's not coming up with a number, though.
I was having something going on with Google Maps earlier. It wasn't coming up with numbers for anything. I just had to Google names, but it's working again for me now.
I had that problem, too, last night when we were on Matt's show. Okay, here's Coffee Heaven.
Wrocław.
Dobry wieczór, kawiarnia Coffee Heaven, Świdnicka Dorotmek. Czy mogę pomóc?
Yeah, it's English speaker. You speak English? Hello. Is this the Coffee Heaven?
Yes.
Yeah, we just had a horrible experience at another coffee shop down the street. We were at Coffee Hell. Yes, we were at Coffee Hell, and it was awful.
It's a movie. You remember
him. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my husband, Robert Turbois, is going to describe our experiences that we had at Coffee Hell. Robert?
Yes, we sat down and ordered a couple of coffees, and some strange men came out with pitchforks and started stabbing at us and chased us out of the restaurant. Now we're hiding in a trash bin of some sort.
I understand.
Yeah, so we'd like to come to Coffee Heaven.
Yes, Coffee Heaven.
Now, we have to be Christians, or will he let us in if we're Jews?
Yes.
No, you know, actually, we are Islamic martyrs, so I think you should have 70 virgins available for us when we reach Coffee Heaven. Ma'am? Okay.
That was vaguely threatening, Bess.
What? I just said we're Islamic martyrs.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I didn't say anything too bad, uh-oh.
No. But still, it may have been why she hung up.
I think she hung up because she just couldn't understand.
Or she just didn't understand, yeah.
Yeah. No, here's 77 sushis. Call up and we can order 77 sushis.
77. Okay.
Yeah, the name of the place is 77 Sushi.
30. How many flavors is Baskin Robbins?
Yeah.
31. I should know this. No, I shouldn't. I haven't been to Baskin Robbins like 15 years.
Let me just take a look at this. You know, ordering sushi in Poland, which is, it's not that far from the sea.
No, you can get some good seafood out of the Baltic, I'd imagine.
It's actually only about 150 miles from the Baltic. I was going to say it might be a little scary, but...
What's on the menu, though? You can tell a lot just based on... No, they have different menus. No, this looks legit.
Yeah, hello, is this 77 Sushi?
Excuse me, once again?
Yes. Yeah, 77 Sushi.
I don't understand you.
Yes, we would like to order sushi.
Order sushi, of course,
For takeaway.
Takeaway, okay.
Yes. I would like 77 sushis.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we would like... Yeah, we would like the EB10. EB10?
EB10?
Yeah. We would like 77 of those.
Seven of those?
77.
One moment. I don't understand you. 77 EB10?
Yeah, we would like to order 77 pieces of EB10.
Wait for a minute.
Okay. I don't see what the problem is, though.
We are hentai. Please resolve this matter. Post haste.
Yes.
They have some sort of a party set.
Yeah. Oh, English. Here we go.
40. This has 58 pieces.
Wow.
It's coming close.
I wonder if they're checking to see if they have enough fish to make 77.
California rolls with mango? Come on.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hi. You can order 78 pieces of EB10.
Oh, great. Is the extra one free?
No, it's not extra one free.
Yeah, and...
Because in one EB10 is 6 pieces.
Oh, perfect. And then we'd also like the hot butterfish. I'd like 67 hot butterfish.
67?
Yeah, of the hot butterfish. But I have a problem. I have noodle phobia.
One moment.
Yes, I have noodle phobia. It's a clinical diagnosis.
Excuse me, but in one portion of a hot butterfish is 4 pieces.
Oh, okay.
You won't order
67 pieces or what?
Actually, yeah, 67 spaces. 67 spaces of butterfish?
No, 67 divided by 77. Or wait, hold on. I'm getting this backwards. 77 divided by 67. Okay, we just need 1.1492537 orders of the 66 pieces.
Can you wait for one moment, please?
Hurry, please. We're hungry and horny. I want to stick my dick in the butterfish.
Oh, hello. Chef is here.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Hello. So, what do you want to order?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, mushy, mushy, mushy.
I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah, mushy, mushy.
Mushy, mushy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, my associate is going to educate you on our sushi needs.
What
okay, so that order with the 66 pieces will need 1.1492537 of those to get to 77. How many money?
I don't understand what you mean. You want 66 pieces of what?
Of the butterfish.
We actually want 77. But we were told we have to order in increments of 66. So we'll need 1.1492537 increments of 66 fish, please. How many money?
I think that
I mean, if you've got a calculator, you can just divide 77 by 66 and get that number yourself. It's actually considerably longer. I've been rounding up or rounding down.
You're rounding down, yeah. So you want 77 pieces of sushi, if I could understand you. Sorry, because I don't really understand what you mean.
Well, let me put it this way. Can you give us just a whole...
So if you want to come to our restaurant...
Yeah, we definitely are going to come,
that's
for sure.
It will be easier to understand you, and you're going to wait about 20-25 minutes for our order. And I think it will be better, and we'll explain on the...
Could we get the order immediately if we ate it outside of the garbage, like out back?
Or in the
toilet?
And
how much would that cost?
It's going to be cost about 200 zloty.
Can you just give us a whole butterfish?
Whole butterfish.
Yeah, and we'll just eat them like a corn on the cob.
Are you on a futomaki, nigiri, or what?
Yeah, whatever the sexiest one is with the softest mouth. Because
I think Nigeria is going to be good.
I'm going to insert my penis into the fish.
Yeah, you want if you want, you can put a butterfish on your penis. I think it will be good.
Do they have teeth in the back of the throat like a carp? Because we tried this once with some koi fish in South Africa, and it didn't really work. The outcome was not too good.
Sweet sauce, so you want to use you can use our sweet sauce.
Or Singapore, not South Africa.
And also,
we
want to take some photos of this. Will you photograph us so that we could send them back home to our other lovers back in America?
Oh, nice to hear you.
Yeah, we're from the America. The American machine.
American machine. If you want to, I can ship you a sushi from my restaurant from Poland. It's going to be
expensive.
But
we're in Poland. We're in Poland right now.
Why? I don't know. All about this is just a fun, yeah?
We're visiting your country to give a speech at a beer hall.
Yes.
You are calling from USA? Yeah, really?
Yeah, from the United States. Actually, we're from Guam, But Guam is a protectorate of the United States.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's quite a fun, yes, for me, yeah, also.
We're on a sex tour of Poland, and we're giving safety speeches.
I got a lot of horny waiters, so if you want to...
You have a lot of horny waiters, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, my English is not so good, so, you know.
Well, I understood
I think that you understand what I mean.
Do you have a hairy asshole? Or is it smooth?
No, everybody are shapes, you know.
Oh.
We don't like hairy ass or pussy or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Our writers are clean, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, Robert recently applied some Negro cream to his head that made his hair dissolve, and it worked so well that I had him apply some to my anus, so it's nice and smooth. I forget, what's the name of that product, Robert?
Cream shave.
Yeah.
It's something like a cream pie.
He knows about the cream pies. Yeah, I want to make a cream pie in the butterfish.
Cream pie on the butterfish.
Yeah. And then you can sell it.
I'm sorry, but I'm in work now, so I must finish this interesting conversation. So if you want to... you can visit my restaurant in Poland, in Wrocław, if you know where it is.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it into the Google. We'll be there soon. We'll be the men not wearing trousers.
Yes.
Okay. So see you on the maps, Google. Yes.
And I'm gonna put my dick in the butterfish when I get there. All right. Okay, I gotta go.
It's gonna be a tasty, but the tuna is better than the butterfish.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to end the show.
Yeah, much better. So if you want to put your dick into some pussies, so I think tuna will be better on your penis, not butterfish. But butterfish,
nice.
You know, it's like the oil fish, so it's like it's a good lubricant, yeah? You know what I mean?
Is it like the pussy?
It's wet, yeah, so.
Sounds pretty hot.
I don't know. No, tuna or butterfish?
You don't know about the pussy?
Okay, so see you in the mob's Google.
Yeah, you know what? I got to end the show, so I'm going to let you go. I got to end this. I have to end the show now.
Let's end the show. So
yeah.
When did you gonna put it in the internet or not? Where I can find it and hear my rubbish English?
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll email you a link.
On my link.
I will email you a link. What is your name?
No. I don't want to give you my address.
Okay.
Now,
well, you can go to kdkprankcalls.com.
Could you repeat? I'm gonna sign.
Yeah, kdkprankcalls.com. You've been butt slammed by KDK.
Waka waka.
KDK.
KD. Can you spell it? It's gonna be easy.
D,
K, yeah, E.
D, D as in dog.
D, yeah.
K as in cake.
Spelled
with a K. Prankcalls.com.
Prank calls.
KDK prankcalls.com.
Where did you find numbers to us?
Oh, we just, we have resources. We have machines. We have prank machines. So we
prank machine, and you found
We basically
phone number to Poland.
They're
you know where it's Poland?
They're diesel powered prank machines. So we fill them up with diesel and start them up, and then they spit out the numbers.
Prank calls.
Yes. So anyway.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
And see you in a Wrocław.
Yeah, we'll
Poland.
See you to fuck some
in
butterfish.
77 sushi restaurant.
Yeah, and we're going to fuck the butterfish. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, that guy was pretty fun, too.
Yeah, he was enjoying it. Now he's going to go to KDKprankcalls.com and listen to some real crappy calls.
Getting him some more fans, maybe. Yeah, maybe not. Know.
KDK owes us. He owes us. Anyway, I'm going to end it because I've got to do some, I got to make some urines. And then I need to do some domestic chores.
Ah.
So, anyway, thanks for being on. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun.
Yeah, so you're going to do have your machines ready to go for Turbo Boost tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I might just end up having to revert back to my old setup and doing Mixlr only for another week, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Cool.
We'll see.
Cool. All right. Well, okay, everybody, thanks for joining us, and remember, tomorrow night, Turbo Boost, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Everybody be there. And
yes.
I don't think there's going to be any shows tonight. Spray, do you shows anymore? He does the irregular shows, doesn't he?
He's gotten very irregular with his shows, yes.
Yeah. He said
he's taking too much show modium.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, he said he would be listening in today. So anyway, shout out to Spray. Thanks, Spray. And hopefully on one of these upcoming Baz's International Cultural Exchange, I will be premiering my new theme song.
Oh, yes.
Written, produced, and directed by Mr. Sticky Spray, and it's going to be amazing.
Yes, I've heard the rough draft. It is going to be rather incredible. So,
yep. Anyway,
stay tuned for that, guys.
Cool. All right, Turbo, we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. I'm going to sign out now, and I don't have any music queued up, so I'm just going to end it right now.